Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview of this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, David Dances Before the Ark, and it is based on 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 through 5 and 14 through 19. One of the most sacred objects in the Israelite cultic is the Ark of the Covenant. The ark was made according to specifications given by God of Acacia wood. Upon the top of the ark was a golden plate upon which two cherubims with raised wings and facing each other covered the ark. The arks represented and symbolized the presence of God with Israel on their journey to and settlement in the promised land. Probably more important than the ark itself was what was placed inside it. Moses was instructed to place the Ten Commandments that God himself carved out of stone inside the ark. The ark was fitted with rings, one at each of the four corners, and through these were passed staves of the same wood similarly overlaid, by which it was carried by Levitical priests. The ark went before the Israelites at the crossing of the Jordan, and the water stopped flowing when the priest stepped in with the ark until the children of Israel had crossed. It went before the children of Israel as they marched around the city of Jericho before the walls fell. It was also often carried into battle against Israel's adversaries. Before Israel's first king was anointed, the ark had a home in the house of a man by the name of Abinadab, whose son was its guardian. David brought the ark to Mount Zion in Jerusalem after he had established his camp and court there and placed it in a tent prepared for it. It remained there until Solomon built the temple and placed it in the Holy of Holies in the temple. The ark was lost after the fall of Jerusalem, and its fate is unknown after the destruction of the temple by the Babylonians. In the text today, David attempts to move the ark from the house it had been in for many years to a place in Jerusalem. He was excited to bring such a sacred object to Jerusalem, but he made a mistake in transporting it by not allowing the priest to carry it by the staves, but instead placed it on a cart. When someone touched it to keep it from falling, that person died. David had to temporarily halt the transport of it for about 3 months. He resumed the transport by doing it the correct way and brought it into the city. David called all Israel together to celebrate the placing of the ark inside a tent that had been prepared for it. David led the procession and danced and praised God along with the rest of the people. Some may have thought that the king was not behaving kingly, including his wife Micah, the daughter of Saul, the previous king. But David was genuinely thankful for what God had done for him and the children of Israel, and for allowing him to bring the ark into the city. His dancing and praising as he led the nation into the same was his way of worshiping, praising, and saying thank you to God for being the God of Israel and making him their king. While our worship and praise may not be as animated as David's was as he brought the ark into Jerusalem, it must always be just as genuine. David was said to be a man after God's heart. God seeks true worshipers who do not just offer lip service, dancing, and shouting. There is nothing wrong with those things, and there is a time and place for them. They are fine as long as they are accompanied by obedience to his word. For obedience is better than all the sacrifices of praising, dancing, singing, and worshiping in the whole world. No matter how we worship and praise, let's make sure it is genuine and from the heart. Well, again, be sure to look over and study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.